Welcome, and thanks for joining me today on Mortgage Manager Playbook, a podcast for sales leaders who want to improve their team's sales performance and originate more loans. I'm Pat Sherlock, your host. Today's topic is new version of the Power Hour. This is certainly something that's a traditional mechanism for expanding our communication skills within mortgage lending. I have the perfect expert. That's Ruth Stevenson. Ruth is a longtime manager within mortgage banking. She's currently area manager for Gill. Previous to that, she was with Academy and started her career with GMAC. Hi, Ruth.
Hi, Pat. How are you?
Good. So let's talk about, before we get into our new version of the Power Hour, let's talk about the world of how you got into mortgage lending. And I know you posted just on LinkedIn recently a little bit about it. So share it with our audience today.
I did. Yeah. It's so funny. It's 20 years this month that I started. And I started because I didn't know what, I graduated college, didn't know what I wanted to do. And my dad said, you got to get a job. And so I had a cousin, my mom's first cousin, was in the business and had been for a long time. And I talked to her and she said, well, you can come be a loan officer. And she offered me very little pay and told me I needed to get to work. And so that's how I got in the business. And since then, I have done a little bit of everything over the years, but it's been a fun ride.
So talk about some of the challenges. You're an area manager now in the Raleigh area. So talk about some of the challenges in your currently.
I think the biggest challenge right now is with all the technology changes we've seen in the last few years and AI and all these things, our loan officers are just overwhelmed. And so I really try hard every day to bring value to my loan officers and help them navigate this and kind of keep them focused, because it is hard. It's easy to get distracted. And sometimes I think we get away from what really drives business, and that is just good old fashioned getting out there talking to people.
And so when you look at some of the top priorities for next year, which is right around the corner, what are you seeing or some of the things that you're thinking about?
Well, you know, you're right. Next year is right around the corner. I can't believe it. We're already in September. You know, I think we were all very concerned about the NAR settlement, and I think that that is going smoother than we anticipated. So that's a good thing. And so I hope that that will be on our back burner by the time we get to next year. But, you know, I think with rates dropping, and hopefully they'll continue to drop some, right, we are going to see refinances pick up. But I think it's going to be gangbusters, because some of these big servicers out there are going to be going after our past clients. And so we've got to stay top of mind, and our loan officers have to stay top of mind with their client base.
Good point, for sure. And so talk about some of the issues that you think mortgage lenders should be focusing on, but haven't actually done so.
Well, I think that social media is huge. You know, I think that we've all used social media for our personal use, but and we've used canned social media posts for work. But I think we're seeing that it is important that we're active on social media, and we drive people to look at our pages. It's hard to do, and it makes us uncomfortable sometimes. But I think that's something that our loan officers have to do in today's society to succeed.
Have you seen over the years, and I think it's a great point that you're making, some lenders have been really cautious about social media and letting loan officers do it. I'm curious on what you see.
I think you're right. I think a few years ago, it was kind of like we were monitoring their social media so much. I remember having talks with people like, you can't post that on your social media page. But now I think it's changed. And I think, you know, people want to see authentic post, and they want to know who they're working with. And so I think lenders have backed off of that a bit, because they realize that, you know, they have to embrace it.
And so I think that's probably, it's a really good point that you're saying. And I'm curious, before we step into the next part of what we're talking about today, but isn't there really a differentiation? Sometimes it's the older folks that don't really want to do it, and then the younger people don't think anything of it. So is that your experience?
I think so. I mean, you know, I'm in the middle. I'm 42. And so it's uncomfortable for me to put videos and do posts like that. So I understand, you know, and my brother's generation, he's 13 years younger, and he thinks nothing of it. And so I think you're exactly right. I think it's just getting outside our comfort zone. I'll be honest, I haven't made it to TikTok yet. maybe that'll be my next venture.
Yeah, we all have. Well, I can relate with that one myself. So I just really started a YouTube channel, so I know what you're talking about. So, well, let's get into our main main topic today and the power hour. That's been around for mortgage banking forever, and it certainly is well known in the prospecting world. But I was very much interested when I was talking to you initially about your version of it, which I think is really very interesting.
Yeah, so I'll be honest. You're right. It's been around a long time. And this version of it was not my idea. So I'm not going to, I don't want to take credit for it. But our group in the Southeast at Guild decided, I don't know, it's been about 6 months ago, they wanted to try something different. And so we decided to start a power hour. And what we did was we invited people to participate, and we mixed loan officers up. So they weren't with loan officers that were in their branch. They were on groups with loan officers maybe they don't even really know. They just work in the same region. And each call has a leader, and that leader is a loan officer. And it's not me as a manager. We just feel like, you know, it's peer leadership. And so what they do is they sign a commitment, and they commit to 13 weeks of 4 hours. I mean, 1 hour a day, 4 days a week for 13 weeks of making phone calls. And it's pretty cool how we do it. We use Microsoft Teams. And so we set up Teams calls. And for the first 5 to 10 minutes of the Teams call, the leader starts the call. They all talk about things that are working for them. I made a call last week to this realtor that I didn't know. How did it go? What did you say? Different things, or a referral partner. And so they collaborate on what's working for them or what's not working for them. And after those first 5 or 10 minutes are up, they keep their cameras on and they mute their microphone on their computer, and they start dialing and making calls. And at the end of the calls, at the end of the hour, once they're done, they record in the chat for the call how many calls they made, how many actual appointments they set, and how it went for them. And we call gold calls, meaning our calls that are to a realtor or a referral partner that you either do not know or you have not gotten business from. And so they really try to get gold appointments, and that's really fun for them to share. And we keep track of all the calls they each make and how it goes. And then at the end of the week, we update everybody on how they've all done. And usually there's some prizes involved at the end of the 13 weeks, but it's been remarkable to see how much business has picked up for these loan officers that have been doing it. And in the commitment they signed, they can't miss more than 3 of those calls or they get kicked out of the group. So they really make a strong commitment to doing this.
So talk about the misses that when they don't go. I mean, have you had a lot of them? Have you had people that have missed by, you know, have done not 3?
Yeah, we've had some people that sign up and then they fizzle out for whatever reason. And you know, sometimes it's just things happen in their personal life or whatever that is. But for the most part, it's amazing the testimonials we're getting from it. These people are finding their voices. You know, I think we were talking about technology earlier. And so I think today we're so used to communicating by email and text messages. And we never actually remember that sometimes phone calls and face-to-face is the most important way to connect with people. And so I think we've all gotten a little bit call reluctant in the last couple of years. And so I think this has given them the confidence to get back out there and call people and talk to them and schedule lunch or coffee or, you know, an appointment and meet them face-to-face.
So who you talked about the leader and you said it's another loan officer. Do people vie for that or how do you get the leader to step up?
Well, honestly, we've had luck with people volunteering to do it. And what's amazing to me is that of the groups we've had doing it, you would think, okay, well, someone that's new to the business or maybe a not as high producing loan officer, they're going to be the ones that are doing this. Some of our top producers are the ones that are signing up first. And it's incredible. I mean, people that you would say don't necessarily need to be making these calls have signed up and committed to doing it. And I've been amazed to see their growth.
That's interesting that you say that. In one way, I guess I'm not surprised, but and certainly that would be some of them, but are the rest of them what I would call kind of the strugglers or people that are new or talk about what that looks like?
It's a real mix. It's a real mix. You know, we certainly have, like I've got someone on my team and he retired from another industry and he just became a loan officer in the last 6 months. And now don't ask me why he decided to become a loan officer right now after retiring, but sure. He's been doing these calls and he's really doubled down and because they have a morning call and an afternoon call. So you can do the one that's best for your schedule. And he's been doing both calls. And it's amazing to me, this is somebody brand new to the business. And his volume, he's doubled his volume since he's been doing these calls. I mean, he still wants to continue to grow, but it's been incredible to see. And I think part of it is just taking the blocking the time to make the calls, but then it's also what they're learning from their peers that are also doing the calls with them.
So are they scripted or how, in other words, how do they, in other words, where are you coming up with, or are they coming up themselves on what to say?
Yeah, they're not really scripted, but they are sharing best practices. So if one loan officer says, "Guys, last week I called these three people and this is what I said to them, and it was my results were amazing." They're very vocal about sharing that with each other. And it's cool because when you have a Teams meeting and you have the chat keeps going. And so that during the week when they're not on these calls, they're still sharing best practices with each other. And I think that's what the thing that has been amazing to me the most is that, sometimes in this business, we think of our peers as our competitors, and they are, but also they're our peer. And so I've been amazed at how freely everybody's been willing to share with one another.
And so you, when you talked about prizes, I guess that's where you must step into it. Yeah,
Yeah,
you're the prize giver.
we put some incentives out there. So, different things, and every most loan officers are pretty competitive. So even if they're playing for a $25 Amazon gift card, they're willing to get out there just because they want to say they won. But yeah, no, we do some gift cards and different things, or maybe some swag, marketing dollars, just different things put out there that they might be interested in, and we send an email out and let everybody know who the winners are. So.
So when you talk about starting this, and if you had to say to our audience, like what one thing that if you had to do it over again, what would be that you would do that you didn't do initially?
That's a good question. I think that the biggest thing now, and this is not initially, but after doing the first test group, having their testimonials have been very important to get more to join and do the calls. And so initially, I don't know. I'm very grateful for the group that there was like 10 of them that decided to try it and see how it went. And then they were so excited about it, they were willing to share this and with the whole group. So I'm very grateful for them for that.
And so when you look at it, those 10, they just organically decided to do this, is what it ended up
Yeah.
being. So have you thought about making it mandatory, or what is it
Well,
that
of course, we strongly encourage it. But I don't like making things like this mandatory because I think that you have to want to do things. And if I just tell you have to do it, you're likely gonna kind of half do it. And so I want people to buy in. I want them to do it because they want to do it. And I think the more that they see their peers doing it, the more buy-in we get.
And so the contract or whatever you're calling it, the commitment. So is that actually like a written email that has the listings? I mean, it does sound like it's pretty, is it long? Is it a
No,
long
it's
contract?
like one page, but they sign it, and
Oh, yeah.
yeah, they sign it and return it, and we keep track of it, and it just basically says you commit to being on these calls, and you commit to having your camera on, you commit to participating and sharing your feedback, and it's great. We're getting ready to start a new round of it actually next week on
Oh,
Monday,
okay.
and today's the last day to sign up, and I think as of yesterday, we had about 123 people that were signed up.
123 people?
Yeah, in
Like
the
your kid,
Southeast region. Yeah.
the whole region.
Yeah.
Wow.
Not the whole, not the, not everybody, but
But
yeah.
no, not everybody. So, and so from that profile, again, talking about who was signing up, it sounds like 10% of it or so, or maybe more, are your high performers and then
At least.
others.
Yeah, I would say so. I mean, it's a big chunk of our group, and we'll break that out into about five groups. So there'll be about five leaders and assistant leaders. And so yeah, and we're going to mix it up. So if they did the last round, they won't have the same group and leader that they had last round. So they can learn from different people. We try to mix it up.
And so are the leaders managers at all? These are just strictly loan
They're mainly
officers.
loan officers. A couple of them may be a branch manager, but most of them are just loan officers.
Okay, so here's a tricky question. Do you listen in to see
Yeah,
what's
yeah,
going on?
yeah. I try to. I don't go all the time. Because I don't want it to be like we're just spying on them. But yeah. Every now and then I'll jump on one or the other calls and just say hi at the beginning and listen to their feedback and then usually hop off. But yeah, we try to do that, and it's worked out pretty well.
Yeah, no. And so what percentage of the people are greater than three misses? I'm just curious. Is it 5, 10%,
You know, I
20%?
don't know exactly what percentage. I think in our last round, we probably lost during it maybe 20 people, but we probably had 100 and some odd doing it.
Wow.
And again, like I said, some of them are for personal reasons, things that came up that were out of their control.
Sure.
But yeah, and some of those ones that kind of fell out last time or signed up to do this time. So.
Yeah. And so when you talk about there's an AM and a PM version of it, is the AM version at 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock? What time is it?
We do it 10:30 to 11:30 Eastern time, and then
Yeah.
they do 2:30 to 3:30 Eastern
Do they find that that time works? Or in other words, have
time.
they changed?
Yeah, most people do the 10:30 to 11:30 time, but if they miss that time, they can do the 2:30 to 3:30. But most people do the morning one, but we wanted to kind of give a back, a alternate option.
And so, are they, in other words, does it impact their day? Because that's kind of at the point where, it's time to be going outside and visiting people. And
Well,
so,
I think I know sometimes people miss a meeting because they said, I set up an appointment on my call 2 days
yeah.
ago for coffee and we're meeting at 10 o'clock. And so this is great.
Sure.
And so we do acknowledge that those things happen. And if you're out meeting with someone that you set
That's
up
okay.
call, that's okay. And that's why we give the afternoon time as kind of a makeup time. Or sometimes people will say, guys, I'm so sorry, I'm going to miss because I have an appointment set up, but I am going to commit to doing my own calls this afternoon.
Oh,
So
okay.
we try to, we're not like
Yeah.
crazy
Yeah.
about it, but
Yeah.
yeah, no, most people seem to like that time because they can get in and do some things in the morning and then focus for an hour, and then they have the rest of the day to get out and meet and do whatever they
Okay.
want.
And so, I mean, talk about from the standpoint of how many meetings, do you track how many meetings get generated off of
Yeah.
this?
Yeah,
Yeah.
we keep track of all that. So they have to put it in the chat, and then we keep track of how many calls they make, how many goal calls they get, how many appointments they get. And the new one that we're starting next week, the incentive is how many applications you get from gold call calls that you made. And the person that has the highest number of applications from that is going to be the person that wins the award for this one.
So, and that's the grand prize, I guess, over the whole period of time. And
Right.
so, right. And so, so from the standpoint of what are the types of what's not a gold call? Who would they be calling? I
Well,
mean,
you might be calling a past client. You might be
yeah.
calling a financial planner that already
I
sends you
gotcha.
business, or a realtor that already sends you business, but maybe you haven't talked to in a couple of weeks and you want to catch up with them.
So what about the Zoom part of actually being on camera? I find that always tricky as a trainer, so that they don't seem to want to do that.
Well, the part of this is it just holds them accountable because if you're
Sure.
on the call and you have your camera on and you can tell if people are making calls or they're not making calls, it's pretty
Sure.
clear if they're talking to someone on the phone. And so I think that's what it is. And we've had good luck. They turn their cameras on. Now I'll tell you, Guild, we are big on cameras on. So that was a change when Academy was acquired by Guild for me, even. We had lots of video calls, but not like we really use video calls a lot.
So they're used to it, so
Very
it's not
used.
a,
Yeah.
so they're not like hesitant to do it.
No, no.
So is there anything like this go around that you're doing? Anything that you're excited about that's different than the previous times? It sounds like you're giving a grand prize that's getting bigger and bigger.
That's
And
right.
so
That's right. So we're really excited about that part. Because yeah, I think, and also I think it's a good time for it this time. I mean, it's always a good time, but sometimes when we go into the fourth quarter of the year, things slow down and it people kind of, you get to the holiday season, different things, and so I think, this will be a good way for people to make these phone calls now, going into the fourth quarter, going into the new year, so that when January rolls around, they've lined these things up. Because I do think sometimes November, December especially can be kind of slow for the industry and
sure.
people forget to do the work. And I think this will help set them up to have a good start to 2025.
That's very smart for sure. So, any last takeaways for our listeners today?
Yeah, I just think that it's just back to basics in our industry somewhat. Yes, we do have to get on social media. We do have to do things differently, but we still need to make connections with people. And I think that we lost that for a little bit because
Yeah.
of COVID. And I think it's important that we remember those skills and get back to doing those things.
Yeah, I can't agree with you more. Our business is relationships, and relationships are face-to-face meetings. So, anything else you want to share, Ruth?
I don't know. Do you have any other questions for me? I don't think so. I
No,
appreciate it very much.
well, you've been great and fabulous. I have to have you come back because we're going
I'd
to have to
love
track how the groups are doing.
it. Yeah, I'd
So,
love it.
well, I want everybody to, again, I want to thank Ruth for sharing her wisdom today. I certainly would suggest, connecting with her on LinkedIn and certainly looking at any of our podcasts that we do. We try to bring the best to our industry. So thanks so much, Ruth, for sharing it.
Thank you so much for having me, Pat. I've really enjoyed it.
Yeah, you were great.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Mortgage Manager Playbook. You can catch up on all our episodes by subscribing to receive each week a new show. Don't forget to share this podcast with your friends and team members. If you're looking to increase production, call me to discuss my prospecting sales training program, Ramping Up Realtor Referral Sources. Check out my website, www.patsherlock.com.